You're listening to Rock at Night. Rock at Night.
Well, actually, to meet you, I will say this because I'm a guitar player, musician myself.
Right, there we go.
And obviously a fan of your work. I think probably the last time I actually saw you was, I want to say, 2017 in Bristol.
Right, okay, yes.
Which
okay.
was, I think you broke out, I think there was the gold Fernandez guitar, which I
could be, yes,
quite a
could
bit.
Be, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, well, welcome to the interview. And I see you've got a very big tour planned.
That's right, yes.
This year. So, basically, the best of Genesis and Solo Gems.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
How did this kind of come about, doing, you know, a mix of.
Well,
mix of
the thing about doing Genesis material and reapproaching it as I've done in recent years, I've been sometimes re-recording it, sometimes playing it live.
Yes.
Usually with a band, sometimes with an orchestra and a band. We started doing it album by album, and then I realized I got to the point where all my favorite albums had been covered in their entirety, and then I felt it was right to cherry pick. So the things that we'll be doing will be a kind of best of, both through the Genesis stuff and my own stuff. So I hope that shed some light on Murphy Waters.
Sounds really great.
There we go.
And I see, looking on your website as well, obviously you've got quite a comprehensive website, hackitsongs.com, with all the touring information. So you're covering UK, Europe, a little bit of the States, and also South America, which I'm actually really pleased about, because I'll get to you in Sao Paulo.
Yes.
So
I'm going to be with Genetics. It'll be with Genetics this time, because the reality is that it's more expensive to take my own band, you know, with freight, etc., etc. So I'm taking a leaf out of Steve Rothery's book.
Yeah,
you know, he and I have been working together and doing an album, which is basically ready. But I know that this interview isn't necessarily about that, but that'll come out something like June. And let me see.
That sounds
so yeah, I mean, you know, he tends to tour with different bands in different regions. I'm doing that. It'll be the second time I've come to South America with the Genetics, but possibly I've you know, sat in with them, joined them, you know, at odd times. And they're very good at doing the Genesis stuff. I think of it as essentially a Genesis show rather than purveying my own wares, my own stuff.
And I totally get where you're coming from as well, because we all know how expensive it is to tour overseas these days.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, well,
kind of even Europe.
I do in Europe. I do in America. I take my own band. But when it comes to South America, the costs are just so astronomical these days.
Yes.
That's just, you know, a reality that one has to face.
Course.
You know?
Of course. And I guess there's kind of always, I mean, I'm born and bred in the UK, you know, grew up near Bristol, Western Supermare, on the southwest coast. Came out to Sao Paulo, obviously a bit of a culture shock, big city, but you also get a feel for the way things operate. And certainly, I'd certainly be concerned about, is my gear going to turn up? Is, you know, is my mail going to arrive? And all kind of things being overseas. So,
well,
I totally get,
you know, these factors don't go away, you know. You take a chance, you know.
Yes.
You're flying around things, precious cargo, but
precious guitar, precious amplifiers. I'm assuming you're still touring with Valvant. I'm assuming you're still touring with Valvant.
Yeah. Well, usually my amp of choice is an Engel with a Marshall cabinet. That's what I've been using live for quite some time now. I'm also using that to record at home, as I've now got, I've got a new house, a new studio, so that's all going very well, and it means I can crank up. It's a detached house, and I don't worry about neighbors. In fact, I was playing very loudly today, and Jo said she couldn't even hear it upstairs. She
That's
couldn't hear it
brilliant.
upstairs, so I
That's
thought,
brilliant.
okay, we're quids in with that
Yeah.
because
That's exactly what we want. Yes. Nice.
yeah.
I assume they go up to 11. Sorry, that's the Spinal Tap.
well,
Yeah. Yeah.
guitars always did go up to 11.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Well, they should sound like they've been cranked up to 11. There were for many years I was using amp simulation stuff, but I've gone back to the old valves
Cool. Yeah, I think
throbbing
that's the way
away.
to do it. I
So,
took a quad cortex with me when I played overseas recently because I just didn't want to. I've got like old custom audio valve amplifiers, which I'd
Yes.
rather not mess with on that front. But anyway,
Sure, yeah,
I
understood.
was gonna say, so this tour, what songs are you really kind of excited about bringing out for the fans? And do you have kind of any rare or unexpected tracks or surprises in the set list?
You know
Or
what? I don't have the set list in front of me. That's one
okay,
floor up, so I won't remember because I'm doing a different set. I'm doing various different sets with different lineups
course, you've got,
throughout the year.
yes, it's quite,
At the moment, I'm going to be doing stuff with Jarby, first of all, Hungarian fusion band Jarby.
yeah.
I'm working with them first of all, and then I'm into rehearsals with my own band to do the major set that's going to be throughout the year. But then the stuff that's with I can ask Jo if she can provide me with a copy of that right now, because it's going to come up
Yeah.
again and again. So
But
it all depends whether we're talking about the Florida set that I'm doing or the South American set, you see.
yeah.
And they're two separate sets. The other set
I see,
I
of course. Yeah.
is downstairs. It's on
You're right.
different floors.
No, that's fine.
So
Oh, wait,
if we're talking about Florida,
let's talk about Florida, maybe. I don't know whether you've got
right.
any.
Different sets, and there'll be quite a lot of crossover, but there'll be different things. You're asking me about classic tracks from a certain period, and how I'm feeling about doing those. Well, I'm looking forward to doing. I always loved playing Watcher of the Skies, so I'm doing that one again. Other tracks that are favorite Genesis tracks. We're talking about in for the set list for the rest of the world as opposed to South America. It is Dancing with the Moonlit Night. I will be playing in, yeah, that I mean, in a way, that's my favorite Genesis track. It's the most difficult to play because it's a literal tap dance for me, but it does mean that there's something about it that I heartily approve of. The fact that it goes
Yeah,
pan
very good.
genre, and as each bar changes, so
Yeah.
the genre changes, which is what I've been banging on about
There's a
for
lot of
centuries. For
technical
centuries,
elements to the
basically.
music and time signature changes and tempo things and all kinds of things that go on
I
in
mean,
music. So,
you could
yeah.
be forgiven for thinking that you were listening to a folk band when it first starts, and
Right.
then
Yeah.
after a while, you could be forgiven for thinking that you were listening to a fusion band rather than
Sure.
a prog band.
Yeah.
These divisions are meant to be broken down, really. It's all crumbling puff pastry, really.
Explored. Yeah.
But the mixture of genres, mixing genres, has been the thing that has engaged for a very long time. I think, to some extent, Supper's Ready, of course, is a whole pan-genre mixture of things.
And I
Devil's
suppose
Cathedral,
because
Devil's
you.
Cathedral, from my own stuff, I do enjoy doing that. And there's a new one called The Sea Inside. I'm going to be doing that as well because
Oh, great. Wonderful.
I rather like that.
New one.
As I say, this is in the rest of the world. The steps I'm doing that, and that's an interesting one to revisit. from
That sounds
way back.
fantastic.
There we go.
Sounds
Yeah.
great. I'm going to take a little bit of a step back in time, if you don't mind, just
Sure,
because I've
sure.
been, reading about you, obviously, on your website as well, looking at a bit of your history. And there are a few things, being a player, that kind of sparked up in my own mind about the guitar. Your father, a big influence on you, kind of musically, growing up. From what I gather, he was a multi-instrumentalist, and quite instrumental in encouraging you to play. So,
Do you mean Ian MacDonald, did you say? Or who
your
did you
father,
say?
your
My
father.
father, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. My father was an
Yeah.
immensely talented guy. He could turn his hand to all sorts of things. I often tell people that, there were 20 things that he could have done as a profession. I think that during the war years, when he was a boy, he was being crammed very hard, and so it meant that he was a speed typist. He could do shorthand, he could do all manner of things. He was great at cricket and football. He was, he could have gone professional with either of those things.
Wow.
Happened to be brilliant at that. He could balance things on the end of his nose. He could make you a table. He could paint you a picture. He could jump out of aeroplanes.
Good at mathematics as well, I believe.
He
Yes.
was good at maths. He had a very,
Yes.
very high IQ. Didn't pass it on to this particular son, but there we are. But the age of specialization came along just as I showed up, I think. And so there was one thing that he passed on to me. First of all, it was harmonica playing, and then it was guitar. And he played, for fun.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
but without that introduction, where would I have been? I wouldn't be. I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today,
That,
but for my father. And he was a
So,
man of very few words, but lots of
but
actions.
lots of music, yeah, as well.
Yes,
So, from what I gather, it was your father who probably gave you your very first guitar. And what was it in your mind? When did it kind of trigger to you, do you think? It's probably difficult to remember. What was that spark that you initially thought, guitar is the instrument for me? I think this is going to be for me. Because that kind of happened to me when I was kind of 15. I picked the guitar up and played it seriously for the first time. It was like a kind of a, oh my God, this is what I want to do. This is, incredible. When did that sort of
Well,
thing for you?
I was buying guitar records. Oh, goodness me. Shadows records, usually Shadows. There was a bit of Duane Eddy. There was also a bit of John Barry Seven with Walk Don't Run, and which I still think is a great track, a great melody. Vic Flick played guitar on that. Really good. First time I thought it was great use of tremolo, a great use of tremolo arm, I think, in that case. So, it's hard to look back and say, when did that start? Because music was always with me, in one form or another. And first of all, I spent the first half of my life trying to play like Tommy Riley meets Larry Adler meets Dixon of Dock Green meets all sorts of stuff, and we, chromatic harmonica push button, and that was a joy in a way, a refuge for me as a
Balance.
kid. But what I worried about was that I didn't know what chords were. I didn't know what was the thing that made notes seem to go up or down. I didn't have any formal training, so I came to realize that the way a note sounded, like it was going higher or lower, even though it was the same note, was the information behind it, the harmonic progression behind it, chords, in other words, harmony,
Harmony.
all of that. So once that dawned on me very, very slowly, I'm sure it would have dawned on me much earlier if I'd had a piano teacher or something like this, but
It developed
playing
over time.
guitar. Sorry?
I think it developed over time. And I think you've probably answered a few of my next questions, actually, because you've already kind of, I was going to ask you how you developed your own kind of style, and also whether you are listening to a lot of other guitar players, your influences essentially, and were you trying to kind of emulate them, or were you constantly kind of taking on board what they had to offer and developing your own style. Because there's always kind of two schools for me. There is one who will sit down and learn solos note for note, and will take maybe a little snippet and incorporate it into their own playing, which is what I'm assuming how you developed.
Well,
Or a bit.
when I was a very, you know, I was very young. I started picking up the guitar when I was about 12, and then suddenly I could play something on a couple of strings. The action wasn't easy on this guitar that my dad gave me. Brutal. And then by the time I was 14, I was learning chords. I was just about big enough, you know, to get my hands around this very big Canadian K guitar with F cello Holmes thing. So from then on, I started working on copying people's solos, trying to copy them note for note. I mean, but the Shadows things, they were often vocal tunes that they'd upended, commandeered for guitar work. The Wind and I, Perfidia, all these things. And so guitar playing was a really rather different kettle of fish. And then, of course, I started to hear guitar solos scream and cry and sustain and do all those wonderful things that are a complete mystery to a novice, but it's a complete mystery. How is that done? And you find out bit by bit by bit by bit, what is that incredible sound that somebody else has? And
How do they do that, et cetera, et cetera? Yes.
how can they do that? I had a friend who was a guitarist who said, oh, you know, 90% of this is, or 80% of it is equipment. And it's absolutely right, you know, the Blues Breakers album with Eric Clapton was a seminal album, as was the Yardbirds
Yes, agreed.
album with Jeff Beck. So between Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton, I think I was suitably stunned and impressed, and realized that they both had a great tone. And they were both using Les Pauls at a certain point, and then I realized, you know, decades later that Fernandez started making me guitars and sending them to me as a gift, and one looked exactly like the Les Paul I was playing, the gold top, but it had the sustainer pickup, and I'd been asking them to put Floyd Rose tremolo arms on these guitars. I wouldn't do it on a Les Paul, but it's something that I use. So I'm using several of those. I have some for live, and I have one or two that I'm recording with. I also,
Sorry,
sorry.
go ahead. You go ahead. Sorry.
I've also been messing around with a Red Special that Brian May designed with his
Lovely.
father,
Lovely.
which has got the ability to be able to put pickups out of phase with each other. So
Yes.
I find that a very interesting combination with just the other day I got hold of a ring modulator,
Yeah.
and the ring modulator works substantially better with the Red Special than it does with my other stuff.
Right.
It just seems to peak in the right sort of way. So I'm using that. I'm also using, because I got frustrated with not being able to produce a harmonica sound that was reliable, a sort of distorted harmonica with vibratos and all that trumpety, slightly guitar-y stuff. And I ended up putting it through my guitar amp, through my Engl, with a Sans amp in the line, and also mixing it with a lower octave. So that's a very big sound if you've got a high harmonica,
Absolutely,
a very big sound. So that's a new one for me. I've yet to use that professionally, that sound, but I will do. Yeah, it's a big
that's great.
sound.
Sounds amazing. And you've mentioned to me already, I think you've answered a lot of the guitar playing questions that around guitars, et cetera, which has been brilliant. But I was going to touch base with you a little bit on your studio as well, because obviously
Sure.
recording that, I mean, I've been in the era too where we've recorded on 24 track tape, and
Yeah.
now everything's in the era of, digital audio workstations and
Yeah.
Pro Tools and
Yeah.
Logic and
Yeah.
all wonderful things.
Yeah.
With your writing of new music,
Yeah.
you mentioned now you've got a new recording studio, etc. How a fate are you with all that process? Are you one of these kind of players who just go in the studio, shut the door, and for the day, and just kind of you're able to do everything yourself? How
No,
away
I
are you with the
actually,
new
yeah.
recording process? Yeah.
No, I'm completely useless at all that. I'm a bit like the car driver who drives at 100 miles an hour but has got no clue what's going on under the bonnet, under
Yeah.
the hood.
Under the hood.
So
Yes.
what I do is I've got I'm being reminded that I have to wind up because of time constriction. It's not really fair to you this, but anyway, I can't remember.
Yeah, no, that's okay about your
I'm
studio,
lost.
etc. And I
Yeah,
realize
I've got
we're
your studio.
kind of
Yeah, I
very,
mean, I
very
used to
short
have
on
an
time.
analog studio, and I used to work that myself.
Yes.
But then I've always preferred that somebody else pushes the buttons while
Who
I
does
do
the heavy, while you
the
do the important stuff?
while I do something that might be killing me physically to get together. And
Yes.
when I the, sometimes when I've recorded nylon guitar things, which are very, very difficult, every bone in my body would be aching at the end of it.
Of
I mean, just
course.
to record the Chaconne, Bach's
Yes.
Chaconne written for violin, recording that on nylon guitar took me 3 weeks, and every bone in my body ached at the end of it. But it was a rather good performance, I have to
Worth
say.
it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
it was
realize
worth it.
we're kind of really running out
Yeah,
of time, and
unfortunately, I have to go to honor the other thing. So,
no, that's okay. I wish we did have more time, as I feel like I had a few more questions, but
I'm afraid
maybe
Chip
next
has
time.
arranged it in such a way that it's
Yeah,
all
no, this
back to
is fine.
back.
I
So,
want to
here
wish
we
you
go.
all the very, very
Thank
best
you.
for, and of course,
And
everyone that's listening,
thank you.
HackitSongs.com is where to go for all the latest information. And I really
That's it.
appreciate you taking the time today to
Thank
speak
you.
well.
And
And I look
good luck
forward
with
to
your own stuff, Dion.
thank you so
Have a good
much.
time.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'll look forward to
Good luck
seeing
with
you
all
in
that.
São Paulo as well.
Thank you. Look forward
Take
to that.
care. All
All
right,
the
all the
best.
best. Thank you, Steve.
Cheers.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 You're listening to Rock at Night.